Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No, it's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey, this is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Oh, geez. Why is this taking so long? I need to get on the plane.
Okay, ma'am, you need to calm down. I need you to tighten a chin strap on your wig. And let me do my job here, okay? I mean, you're going to get on your plane. We're going to make sure you get there and not be late. You're going to just let me do my job, all right?
Sure, but just let me through, okay? Can I get through?
I don't know. It just depends. I mean, you got any old lady pills? You got some Percocets or anything like that?
I have a lot of pills, not Percocets, but I do have some. No, never mind. I don't have any pills, no.
Uh-huh. See, I almost got you. Ah, sure. You can come on. Come on through.
Thank you. Treat this guy behind me like a piece of dirt. I hate it. He smells.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. I'll see what I can do.
All right, thank you. I'll watch.
All right, sir, come on up.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, hold on. Let me see your bag there.
Okay. Here you go.
What is this? What? Fiji water? You can't have damn bottles of Fiji water around here. This is Florida. You're supposed to have Florida.
Dude, it's just fucking water.
Hey, you're in Florida. You either need to have a bottle of orange juice or a Florida bottled brand water. You can't have any of this Fiji shit, sir. Mm. I'm going to have to ask you to step to the side over here.
Dude. Uh-huh. You get what you get,
I carry no fucking orange juice because I'm diabetic. It's got too much sugar in it.
And sir.
Water? What? I mean, like, dude, have you seen have you experienced the weather out there? I'm assuming you have because you live here. You know how fucking hot and humid it is. I'm like, I'm not from here. I'm just trying to fucking survive, dude.
Hey, I'm sorry about your diabetes. Just get the orange juice without the pulp in it and you should be fine.
He's carrying a vibrator.
A what?
He's got a vibrator. Check his pocket.
Okay, sir. Like I said, I need you to step over here to the side. We have to check this out.
Fine.
I'm getting anonymous tips that you're carrying concealed weapons and everything. And I need to just check you out. It'll be quick and painless. More so, less painless. But we'll get through it together. Okay. All right. Okay. Get a little ankle action here. Mm-hmm. Oh, you work out? Do squats?
A little. Okay. I get around.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm getting around this inner thigh right here.
Whoa. Hey, you're gonna have to buy me dinner, dude.
Hey, Brob, what are you doing, man? You can't frisk all these, you know, they're coming through. These are customers to our airline. They paid. You can't just frisk them all the time. You get way too intimate with your frisking, Brob.
Hey, just let me do my job, man.
Let's let this guy go. Clearly, look at him. He's a geek. He's a nerd. He's a gamer. I mean, he might have a controller on him or a Vita, but, I mean, just let him go. He obviously doesn't have anything he's not supposed to, Brob.
Well, hold on. I mean, let me finish with his joystick since he's a gamer, and we'll get him through here. Hold on. Let me do a little up, down, left, right real quick.
All right. You're suspended. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Up, down. Come on, left, right.
You're suspended. Dude, you don't have to take this, man. Look, I am the supervisor.
Hey, man.
What the hell? This is super awkward, guys. You're fired and you're not getting on the plane.
30 million lives right there.
You're fired. You're not getting on the plane.
You had this one up, though. We good.
Yep. So, da-da-da-da, hey Norma, give us a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible. I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward, and
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't do that. It's awkward.
Welcome to episode 45 of Horribly Awkward. I'm your host, Sean. As always, another podcast, another set of guests delivered to your ear holes for another killer show. I have a voicemail number if you guys like to reach out to me. It's 510-600-3475. I would love to hear it, so leave me a message about anything you'd like, and I'll play it on the show, I promise. Feel free to do that right now. 510-600-3475. You guys can also reach out to me the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. So if you like what you hear, tell a friend, or tell a neighbor, or tell a therapist, or tell your mailman, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you, and I'm not talking about Jabode. On today's show, guys, this is going to be a treat. So I did a podcast earlier with him, Mr. Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob. He's been on the podcast quite a few times, so give a warm welcome clap for Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, Rob. Also, I got Mr. Clint Thiel from A Million Things, which are the Geek Dig podcast, Green Up, and Geek Up and Go podcast, which is also on the podcast BS Podcast Network. Not the Green Up and Go, but Geek Dig is on the BS Podcast Network. And I'm losing my mind right now, but everybody put your hands together for Clint Thiel! Woo! God, you guys, I feel so out of place right now. I feel like so weird right now.
I still got my hands together.
Rob, Clint, what's up, guys?
What's
going on?
This is a podcasting day.
Dude, I mean...
Yes, it is.
My computer crashed on Tuesday, whatever it was. I had a podcast set up with Lou Temple. You guys all know him from, you know, as Axel in Walking Dead and stuff. And the next day after that, I had another podcast set up with Leanne Mosley. And my computer crashed. It was all my fault. This is completely my fault. I was in the middle. I was like, I'm going to reinstall Windows, do a fresh install. So I was in the middle of that, and I got impatient because I got stuck at a certain percentage for too long, so I unplugged my computer.
Whoa. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I figured I could just turn it back on and restart this thing, but it corrupted my only my only image file, restore file that I had, and it was I couldn't turn my computer on at all. It was fucked. So I had to reinstall everything, and I basically lost everything, and now I'm starting from the bottom. Now I'm here.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah, because I remember you speaking about that, and I was just like, I got nervous as fuck. So as soon as I went straight home, and I started loading everything into my cloud folder, and I got like a little USB keychain on my keys. I put shit on there. I was like, I don't want to be in that boat.
Dude, it sucks. It's just, the whole thing is like, you got to download all your programs, remember what settings you had on everything, and everything is different, man. It's just, it sucks, dude. Now I got to try to set these interviews up again.
See, I can adjust to that, but it's, when it comes to the data and shit, this right here. Oh yeah, my external hard drive, dude. All my data's on here, like all my podcasting files, everything. Like when my computer just died like a few weeks ago. I mean, shit. Yeah, I was pissed off because, you know, I couldn't play Steam, couldn't have, you know, access to the programs I had before. But any of my data, dude, I was worried about losing all my, like, all my podcast shit, but nope, got it all.
See, yeah. I have a partition drive, so I had to basically wipe this C drive. I had some stuff on my D drive, which some videos, which is great. I have those. I put those there because they were bigger. My D drive is a lot bigger, but all my a lot of my files for the podcast, some of them actually for some reason I uploaded them to Dropbox a couple weeks ago. I don't know why I did it, but I'm so glad I did it, or else literally the podcast would have to be all reconstructed from the bottom, because I'd have nothing. And obviously I can't cut, you know, I overlap vocals over music and stuff, so there's no way I'd be able to pull those out. But I'm so thankful that I saved these things, and I'm just getting used to it. This computer, whatever. I'm pissed. PC problems. PC Master Race.
So go Sean rocking the bigger D.
Yeah, he all about that D drive.
I'm all about that D drive. Yeah, let's all compare right now. Let's all stand up with our pants down and compare.
Oh, okay.
Rob. No, not Rob, dude. We all know that yours is
hey.
Old.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, we all know who the who the master race is here when it comes to that.
Okay. I might be a masturbator, but I don't know about a master race.
The reason they have the whole once you go black, you never go back thing, there's a reason for it. It wasn't, some jealous white dude said that.
Yeah, once you go back, you can't come back from jail or whatever. Or bad credit.
No, I had bad credit, man. My credit's pretty good.
Yeah,
so do
I.
No, mine's good now, but I had bad credit.
Yes, I'm dealing with mine.
Yeah, if you're dealing, cool. Let's get more into that. What's up with your credit, dude?
It's low. Like my standards.
I'm laughing with you. I'm not laughing at you, man.
It's okay. I'm used to it by now.
It's okay. It's very okay, man. Who is that? You can come in and podcast if you want.
Okay. Hi, guy.
Hey, guy.
I'm so nervous.
It's okay.
Don't be nervous.
We're Sean, all here with
Sean,
you.
Sean, you take back.
Oh, whatever. Okay, well, it's like, I have no idea what it's like, but I'm talking. Clint, man, what is up, dude? I feel no energy from you. I know you've been having a bad week. Dude, this boosts up. Me and Rob are here to boost up your morale, your energy. We're here to give you virtual high fives. Let's give him a virtual high five in 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Explosion.
Yeah, that works.
Internet hugs, dude.
That sounds like internet poo.
Do you guys make noise when you poo? Or is it just, are you just like, do you actually make noise? Or are you just like, you know, push and all that shit?
Well, no, it's just like more than like and poop. It's in the water. I don't make noises. My butt does.
It depends on the severity of the poo.
You actually enter like,
times where I have been constipated or close to it, and I'm putting forth a lot of extra effort, yeah. Then, you know, there will be a hearty grunt in there as well. But no, for the most part, I just sit and shit.
You should bring weights in there, some dumbbells, so you just lift weights and get pumped like yeah.
I usually just bring my phone in there and just look
just
something
about to say
funny,
because
if I start laughing, you know, that'll help.
Nature's laxative,
dude. I bring my phone in there every time. Like sometimes I'll run in there, I'll have to use the restroom, and I go, oh shit, I don't have my phone on me. I go get it, and like I'll just be there. And obviously your legs fall asleep, and oh man, it's funny.
It's not funny when it's happening, but in retrospect, yes, it is.
We've come to an age like, what do we do when we have nothing to do? I mean, what do we do in a bathroom? We just stare at the wall. We trace like the stucco, like try to find like Jesus Christ in the stucco and shit. We could probably like, you know, find Mary in there in the stucco, or find Ludacris and shit. Like, I don't know.
I found a lion's head in the tile pattern on the floor.
Oh, it's better than finding a lion's head in your bed.
That's true. Yeah,
some Godfather shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a horse, and
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not gonna get back into the horses, are we, Sean?
No horse talk.
Hey,
man.
Yeah, man. You don't want to get into horses. That's bestiality.
Yeah.
Well, actually the horse was getting into the other guy.
Oh man, I seen that before. It was weird. It wasn't like, what did the video y'all saw, was it the full grown horse or was it like one of them little bitty pony horses?
I didn't see the video. I just heard they were talking about it. They actually, it was like, it was Gable Leia from the Uncanny X-Bros, Clint, and Jesus Gonzalez from Horribly Awkward, Horrible Gamers. And they had Caitlin McAtee looked this video up or some shit, and it was...
She had us look it up. I had never even seen or heard of this shit before.
Wait, did she? No. Gabe brought it up.
Oh, yeah, Gabe did.
Yeah, I got tricked into it. Well, I mean, I didn't get tricked into it. It's just like one of those things that pop up on your Twitter feed. It's like, oh, it's a little video. And I was like, hey, this dude ain't got no pants on, and this horse is positioned...
Perfect. Click it. Open that shit.
No, because it auto plays.
No, it
did. So I was like, fuck it. My eyeballs are already focused on this. I was like, let's see what happens. So it was, the video was set up to where it looked like the guy was about to mount the horse, like from behind, and do things to it. So I was like, this can't be good. The horse going to buck him in the nuts or something. Something's weird going to happen. So I got to stick with this. But instead of mounting the horse, he laid down in this like this wood stump.
All right, man.
And the horse mounted
deep.
Him.
Oh no! That's probably
the horse
same.
Got too deep.
that I think that's the one. I have not watched these, man.
It might have been because with the video that we saw, apparently there was a story tied to it. The guy died after.
I believe it, man. The horse penis is like my arm.
Yeah, and Rob's got some big arms, guys.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I don't have any need to see that kind of shit. I've heard that the guy dies. Why would I want to watch a video of a person dying? I mean, when you're younger, you want to do those risky things, like let's watch Faces of Death and see people die and all this other shit. Let's see this guy with elephantitis of the testicles. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, but then you find out most of that shit was fake and staged anyway.
Yes.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. It was. It took me a while to realize that. I was like, wait a minute. Look, the foot is still there. It's not actually gone.
I didn't know that. I've actually only watched like a couple clips off of one of them. It was pretty fucked up, though. They were cutting these kangaroos, like legs off and shit with like wire, with big bolt cutters, or it was fucking terrible, dude.
Weird.
Yeah. You seen the one where they put the monkey in the little table?
Dude, that's the one that I remembered. It was supposed to be some kind of restaurant where they serve
delicacy.
Monkey brain. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
dude.
So they brought the monkey out while it was alive.
Oh no! Yes.
The table opened up. You put the head in. Close the table.
Close it.
So that all that's sticking up above the table is the monkey's head. And then they give you these little, like, hammers or mallets, and you bludgeon the monkey to death.
You spank that monkey.
Wait, they showed a video of this happening.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
And then they cut the head open and started eating the brain.
Wait, so you killed the monkey, you buy the monkey and you have to kill it too?
At the restaurant, yes, yeah.
Yes, you spank the monkey yourself, and you deal with the discharge.
So all they're doing is supplying you a monkey, and you have to kill it, and you have to cut its head open and eat the brains?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I probably believe that's the easy part. I mean, have you ever tried to catch a monkey? Monkeys climb trees and shit.
Dude, these set up traps, though. Piece of cake. Right,
okay.
No one's climbing the tree like fucking like like your Assassin's Creed and shit, running up the tree and just tackling a monkey, man. You got traps.
Oh,
for
that's
that
true.
Shit.
Look at this. This shit don't climb trees.
Clint is the tree, man. Monkeys climb him. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, at least something's willing to mount me.
I'm cool with that. Are either one of you guys good with like eating live anything? Like fuck that.
No. It has to
no,
be dead.
The closest I ever get is sushi.
Sushi, yeah, yeah.
So I love sushi. Sushi is one of my favorite things, but I'm into like the tempura sushi. I'm not so much into the raw sushi. I love when they tempura it and it's all crispy and they put like fried eel on it and they put that some sauce and it's the best thing in the entire world. But when it comes to like the raw sushi, I think it's just plain and boring.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I go to this Chinese buffet out here, and me personally, I eat just about anything if you cook it right. But, you know, All right, if you tell me it's ill or whatever, but it doesn't look like ill,
you'll eat it.
I'll eat it. But I went to this one buffet out here, and they got that damn little baby octopus in there, and it looked like the motherfucking octopus. I'm scared if I tried to eat one of them things, a tentacle is going to get stuck in my throat, and it won't go down, and I'm going to choke, and I'm going to die.
Yeah. That's, you, do you ever see those things where they have the frozen octopus, and they put it on the table, and they pour hot water on it, and it looks like it comes alive? It thaws out, and then the tentacles start moving and shit, and it's like...
Fuck that.
That's when
I take my exit.
You're like, oh, I'm out. Fuck this. Fuck this.
Hell no.
What about either one of you guys eat insects?
I actually had a fried cricket.
Not intentionally.
Fried cricket. Fried? Like deep fried?
Not like deep fried, but like they fried it up on like a, you know, like a little pan.
Okay, crickets.
There was an insect exhibit at the Brookfield Zoo here in Chicago, and yeah, there was a little section where somebody was putting, you know, like doing up crickets and stuff, and yeah, they were frying up this cricket, pan frying up this cricket, put some Cajun seasoning on it, and
Tony Sacheris.
I'm not sure where they got the seasoning from, but all I know is that shit didn't last long enough because, oh yeah.
You see that beetle? This is the beetle I took a picture of the other day. I put a quarter right next to it to give it like a little bit of scope. Look how big that thing is, dude.
Oh my God.
It's like a Beetleborg.
Dude, this thing is like, would you say that's like 3/4? Right, yeah. About, right? If you line it up to its ass and add 2 more quarters, about 3/4 long. Dude, it was like almost as big as my hand, this fucking beetle, man. I was out there taking pictures and shit. I was like, stay still. I mean, put the quarter next to it and take a picture. I kept crawling.
Dude, why are bugs becoming...
I had it on my hand and shit, on my gloves.
Why are bugs becoming a part of all of our, like, podcasts now? Because remember, I had that fucking June bug drop when we were recording that Geek Dig a few weeks ago, remember?
Yeah, we did. I told my cousin about that because right now it's June. This is when the June bugs come out. And we're at his house. He's like, yeah, because my cousin used to take the June bugs. He'd take a fishing hook and tie it through it and, like, fly it around on a string. And he'd always, like, fuck with me and, like, try to stick these things on me and shit. And I fucking hate bugs. And he'd chase me around with them and shit. And he was asking me about that. I'm like, dude, I was talking to my friend Clint the other day doing a podcast, and one dropped on his table. He's like, what the fuck is this? he put a glass over it. Like, there's a fucking big-ass beetle. I'm like, oh, this is a June bug, man. Those things are – in Fresno, they're everywhere. They fall. They hit things, and they fall to their deaths. They don't live very long.
Yeah.
My wife hates spiders. She can't even look at them on TV.
Oh, I hate spiders.
Why?
Actually – because let me see if I can show this on the camera here, if you guys can see it.
Ooh, you got spider porn. Wow, that's sexy.
Oh, that little bump right there.
that little spider bite. Did you get hit by a brown LaCruz or what?
Yeah, it's easier to see in person, but yeah, I was bitten by a brown recluse when I was 19.
Oh, dude, the first time when I saw it, looked like a little pimple. I was like, well, you got a little bite?
Oh, no.
You got a little bite on your elbow? You're afraid? Yeah, I've heard stories about those brown recluses. I know someone got a big-ass hole in her ass cheek, man, from that thing. Those things.
It's called an asshole. Oh, man, I used to do that because, like, we got a... We don't have some bases don't have civilian medical for military. So we would have a corpsman from the Navy that we would have to go see. And I would fuck with him all the time. I'd be like, ah, doc, I'm dying. I'm dying, doc. And they'd be like, what's wrong? I got a crack in my ass. It's killing me.
Let me check that out for you, sir. Let me make sure you're all right to keep going.
And it'd just be like, yeah, oh, man, get the fuck out of here.
I bet you,
man.
Military would be fun, man. You guys probably have a good brotherhood, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, that's what I'm going to miss most about it. But it's just changed so much from when I started to what it is now. I feel it's time for me to go.
Yeah, you've been doing
it. And I will.
You've been doing it for a while, man.
Yep, 16 years. Yeah. It's weird. Like, I don't really know what else to do.
All right, everybody cut cams.
Okie doke.
Yeah, it's getting a little scrambled right now. If we all cut cams, everything should be good. We're going to get, now we're getting personal. It's like a phone call. Hey.
Scrambled eggs.
I just, this way I can pull my porn up and you guys won't notice it. Hey.
No, that's why you really wanted to cut the cams. You just didn't want to.
Yeah, all that horse talk got him hot.
Yeah, dude. So, Clint, man, what's going on, man? How can we be of your service?
Yes, tell me.
Well, no, I mean, I'm good right now. You know, I mean, yeah, there was shit with GeekDig where my co-host's laptop completely died. You know, whole starving artist, you know, paycheck to paycheck kind of thing. You know, not able to get a new one right away. So I'm temporarily, you know, without him as a co-host. But I was able to find somebody to fill in. So that's working out for me. Schedule's going to be changing at work. Got everything set in motion for that.
That's the worst, right? Schedule changes at work? I hate it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be starting, like, a lot earlier in the morning because my start time right now is 9. But when the new schedule goes into effect, it's going to be fucking 6:30.
Dude, that's good. That means you get off earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that means I got to get up as early as fuck, and I'm not a morning person.
I actually do like waking up and starting work super early because you're not really awake. So the first 2 hours of your shift, you're just kind of in autopilot, and then you finish up your shift, and you're out, and it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun, you got all day. It feels so good, man. Don't complain, dude. When you start work at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., and you work till 7 a.m. or 8 a.m., dude, that's when it sucks.
Well, I think I probably like that a little bit better because you get off work in the morning. I mean, you have all day to get shit done while the stores are actually open.
Nah, not me. I go to bed as soon as I get home.
I don't know. I mean, I hardly sleep anyway. Hence, here it is almost 1 in the morning where I am, and we podcasting.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Thanks.
Meow.
Meow. Yeah.
This just happens to be Sundays and Mondays are my days off of work. So since I don't have to be up early in the morning, you know, I got the message, you know, from Sean, like, you know, hey, horribly awkward. I'm like, yeah, sure. Why the hell not? It's not like I got to go to bed early tonight. Not that I've been getting to bed early at all this week anyway.
Nothing. I was more like, yeah, sure. Why the hell would I do that? I said, dude, I saying, let's get on a podcast. I've been trying to get the fucking, the man, Clint Thiel on for a while, and it's just been rough. And last time, most of that episode got scrapped. Dude, I finally get you on. I asked you to come on. You're just like, why the hell would I do that? Dude, because we're friends, man.
Yeah, what he said.
Actually, if I look back at the chat, I was like, yeah, dude, I just wrapped this up. I'm good to go.
Yes, that's probably how it went.
Yeah, I had just finished recording Geek Dig. I looked at my phone and I saw the message from Sean, and I'm like, yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's do it.
And it's more like, yep, for horribly awkward. I just wrapped Geek Dig. If you need me, I'm down. Yep. So I give you a hard time, man. I'm just trying to give you a hard time. Because that's me, man. I'm a jerk, dude. I am a certified jerk.
Yes.
He likes giving me things that are hard.
Like his D drive.
Yeah, me and Rob earlier were doing a podcast, and Rob's less of a show than mine. And what I mean is, I don't mean it's less. I mean, like, it's more like you just start talking. It's a conversation rather than me, like, here's my intro. Here's my improv. Here's my everybody, put your hands together. Rob doesn't do all that. So it's more like you're just talking. So took me a little while to get into it. And then we're at, like, minute, hour. You know, you're picking up, and I'm, like, really into it. Then it's like, fuck, dude, Game of Thrones is starting. We're like an hour and 45 minutes, man, and the conversation's just getting into it. What do we do?
It happens. Yeah. He's talking about some Bone Thugs and Harmony and VHS tapes and cassette tapes.
Yeah. Oh, God, I remember the days of VHS.
Oh, dude, how old are you, Clint?
I'm going to be 39 in a couple weeks.
So we're all roughly the same age.
Yeah, I can dig it.
We're all roughly. So we all went through the We all went through the VCRs. I guess what was the one before that? What was the big discs?
Laser discs.
They had those at school, but that was kind of where that was expensive, and I was too young to afford that shit. So I never had those. Did you guys ever have those?
No, no. I mean, I would always look at them and be like, "Is this like a record?" I think I tried to put one on a record player once.
Yeah, I remember that. And then I remember like going into DVD players. The first DVD players came out. I went to Fry's Electronics. I got the cheapest RCA DVD player I can get. It was $350. The cheapest one. The bottom basic fucking DVD player, $350. I bought a couple of DVDs probably, and they were like $30 then. I was so amazed at how you could just like, I could just skip the previews, and I can go, there's menus, and there's these bonus features in there. You just skip right to them, and no rewinding. I was so amazed, dude. I was so amazed by DVDs. And now, like, DVDs are like nothing. We got Blu-ray, which is, yeah.
And then now, with all the 4K madness going on, they got, like, Ultra HD fucking movies and shit to go with the 4K TVs.
Dude, yeah, they had the 3D. They had those 3Ds that didn't, the 3D videos that just didn't really take off like they wanted to. But I don't know if the 4K, man, it's going to take a little while for 4K to jump off like they want.
Well, shit, I mean, they getting a start on it. Look at the Xbox and the PS4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
They are getting ready. But, I mean, yeah, I guess that Xbox that might be coming out next year. Is it next year, the Scorpio?
I think so, 2017.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be later 2017, like probably around the holidays, probably around November, because that seems to be when they like to launch consoles.
Yeah, that's the best time because everybody buys them for Christmas presents. So, like, that looks like it's going to be a powerhouse. Like, you know, there are all this 6 gig teraflops. All that
goddamn
bullshit.
Flippy doos.
So I bought this is fucking terrible, you guys. I just spent $700 on a new video card, right? The GTX 1080. It does like 9 teraflops. Shit. All a teraflop means is it can solve a trillion math problems at once. So if you got 9 teraflops, it can solve 9 trillion math problems at one time. So
sweet.
Wow, like, do we even need that shit? But I have this new video card, and I haven't even played any games on it. I've had it all week, and I haven't played, like, one game. I loaded up Tomb Raider, and I was like, damn, this looks great. I don't feel like playing it. I mean, it looks great to, like, put all the max settings and shit. I don't know where we're going with this, you guys. You guys can interrupt me at any time and bring up a new topic, and I'll be totally happy with it.
Well, I want to go back to the cassette tapes.
I do it.
All right, this is what I used to do. I wanted to mention it to you when we were speaking about it earlier. Goddamn, I would go around the block to the motherfucking the bootleg man, and I would get me the latest Hippity Hops cassette tape that he had or whatever. And it was it was bootleg. So he had cassette tapes with the painted on freaking artist name and the painted on, you know, song credits and shit. How they used to do the cassette tapes. So what I would do is I'd go to the bootleg man, buy me a $5 cassette tape, and I would find somebody who had the actual no shit, you know, the retail version of it, and I would dub the retail version over the bootleg copy so I can have like an authentic copy, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what do you mean they painted them? What do you mean they painted?
Because, like, if you remember the old cassette tapes, I mean, they had the print that was on there. Like, you know, this is whatever, because this is Bone Thugs and Harmony, and then they would usually have the track list on the front and the side A and side B of the cassette tape. But since it was the bootleg, man, he would take, like, some white out, and he would, like, stencil it in.
Oh,
and
he did it himself?
Yeah, you did it by hand.
That's a fucking artist, dude.
Yeah, so that's why I had to give him $5 to make me bootleg things.
$5, dude, for some art and music, dude. That's a passion project for that guy. He just wanted to do it, man. Man, dude, I used to make CDs and shit. I used to draw out my own picture and shit. And then I go to Kinko's and I get them printed on these like discs. They were like stickers. So when you peel them off, they were the size of the disc. And you just stick it right on top. That was fun, dude. That was fun, dude. That's me. What kind of music do you listen to, Clint?
Right now, I kind of listen to a lot, but mostly rock and metal.
You don't listen to hip hop?
You know, it was never really my thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
But
some people have flaws. It's cool.
I'm getting some, exposure to rap and things like that. And, people are kind of pointing out, stuff that's actually good. Like, not, the crazy gangster rap shit, but
yeah, there's a lot of music that's just garbage. I mean, I totally get it. And why would you jump into it? But what are some things going from like, oh, I listen to a lot of rock, which, and then going like, hey, check out this. And what do you like? Tell me some things that you like being a rocker.
What is, as far as the music itself?
Yeah. I want to know what's acceptable for a guy on the outside.
Yeah. Cause I don't know shit about too much rock.
Well, not even rock. I want to know what's acceptable rap to a rocker on the outside looking in. Like, oh, this is good enough to listen to. I'm curious, man. I'm honestly curious.
See, that's the thing. I haven't found too much that... I can't say that there's much that I actually, found that I liked yet. Actually, I did kind of just recently... start listening to a little bit of Ludacris.
Okay. Well, old Luda?
But that's just because I really like the song Move, Bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's the... Yeah. Move, bitch.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Me and Rob were actually just singing that before the podcast. Because he said, uh-oh. And I said, the fight's out. I'm about to punch your lights out. Get back, guard your grill, there's something wrong, he can't stand still. I've been fighting, fussing too, and I've been thinking of busting you upside your motherfucking forehead. And if your friends jump in,
oh damn,
that'd be molded.
I was in confusion, disturbing the peace.
It's not an illusion.
Did you guys ever see the show Lip Sync Battle on Spike?
Dude, oh yeah.
Did you see the episode that had Kelly Cuoco on it? She's the girl that plays Penny on the Big Bang Theory.
No, I hadn't seen that one.
Oh, dude, that was Move Bitch was one of the songs that she did. And it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's that show recently they did with like Channing Tatum and shit and his wife.
And his wife, yeah.
Yeah, I seen just that. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah. But this one, it was, this episode was Kelly Cuoco against that guy Josh Gad. And he had a really out there number. He actually did, what was the song that he did? It was, that old 80s song, I Touch Myself by the Divinyls.
And I think about you, I touch myself.
But he did it dressed as Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And he did this, like, crazy-ass number as Donald Trump. But, it was bad. But, no, Kelly Cuoco actually did a pretty damn good job, up on stage, sinking and moving to that song.
You must have a lot of practice saying her name, because Kelly Cuoco, that just doesn't roll off my tongue like it does yours. Cuoco? How do you say her last name? Cuoco?
Koala Bear.
Koala Bear.
I practiced because we were going to talk about that on that episode on Geek Up and Go, and I wanted to make sure that I got the name right, because I hate when I sound like I'm stumbling over myself.
Did you guys ever hear when Natalie Portman did that rap song on the Lonely Island?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, dude, that's fucking awesome, dude. I want to see if I can find this. What did I say? Natalie Portman. She did on the. I've listened to their album. Portman rap. Here we go. Yeah, it's on the. You know who Lonely Island is, right? Andy Samberg.
Is my dick in a box?
I've heard of it.
Let's see if this is
Dick in the box, yeah.
Oh, commercials, dude, of course. I hate the world we live in with ads and shit, but it's kind of hard to complain when everything's free. YouTube's free, you can watch anything you want on demand.
Yes.
But we have one little 5-second ad and I start flipping out.
We're sitting here today with film star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So, Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
Do you really want to know?
Please, tell us.
I don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that Durbin. Doing 120, getting head while I'm swerving.
Damn, Natalie, you a crazy chick.
You shut the fuck up and suck my dick. I'm buzzing dudes' mouths like gushers, motherfucker. Roll up on NBC and smack the shit out, Jess Zucker.
What you want, Natalie?
To drink and fuck.
Fucking awesome, right?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting awesome. That when I first saw that.
There's a music video. If you go on, if you just put Natalie Portman rap on YouTube, you can see the whole music video. It's funny.
Who would have thought,
dude? That was like when Natalie Portman went from just being a little, you know, she was like a, she just did her movies and shit. I never thought of anything about it, right? Until I saw Black Swan, which I thought was incredible.
Oh yeah,
dude, that was an intense movie.
I love movies like that where you just get sucked into the obsession. Like also Rob's seen you've seen Starry Eyes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of that same theme where it's like somebody mm-hmm. wants something so bad they just become obsessed with it and fuck, fantastic movie.
Hell yeah. Fucking minus the hair pulling. She just humped a pillow.
and she was like, the part where Alex Esso, where she's like, look in the, what's going on? When she's in the mirror, she's in the mirror, looking in the mirror, she's about to sink and shit, and there's blood all down her pants. Dude, fucking intense,
she was
dude.
Nasty, man.
There's another horror movie called Contracted. I couldn't even make it through that movie. She started pulling at her fingernails. Like, oh, it was crazy.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, Starry Eyes kind of fucked me up.
Starry Eyes.
I was like,
Yeah, dude, Alex Esso was super fucking easy to talk to, man, when she came on the podcast a couple months ago.
Oh, so was you trying to call her easy? That's what you're saying, Sean?
No, I mean easy to talk to.
Oh, okay.
You know, some conversations take work. Some people you just get on, they're just like, they're just down to earth people. Like, we are people. They don't, you know, there's some people who are in that mode where it's like, here's my movie, this is what I do, blah, 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 blah. There's some people you talk to like a human. Like, I'm talking to you guys. It's similar.
I'm glad I haven't ran into anybody like that yet, because I don't know how I would take that.
You'll get there. You'll get there where you'll have to like really work on keeping the conversation flowing sometimes.
Yeah, I had that happen one time and I didn't. It was still fun.
Was that
I
guess he was.
Yeah, that one time I had a trombone in my butt cheeks or something.
The brown note. Let's do the guys want to do the brown note. Let's see if we can make all the audience shit their pants right now.
I don't know what's going on.
Come on, don't you watch South Park, man?
I was in a long time,
dude. I was thinking of that scene from Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie, where chick's like straddling the speaker.
Yeah, she's sitting on the woofer. Yeah, no, and in South Park they play the brown note, makes everyone shit their pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do remember that now. I think the last South Park episode that I watched from end to end was a goddamn the human centipede.
Oh, the human centipede, yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that one yet.
South Park's hit and miss, dude. This one season I watched, I really didn't like the whole season, but the season before that was fucking good. If you've ever seen the 6 Days to Air, have you guys seen that?
No.
Clint? I don't think so.
Okay, if you guys have Netflix, watch this. It's a documentary. It's called 6 Days to Air. I think it's about an hour. It's of the process of creating an episode of South Park. And like you said, Rob, the human centipede episode, that's the episode they create in this documentary. So it goes step by step of them writing it, of them creating it, of them doing this all in 1 week, driving it to Comedy Central, and getting it to them right before they play it that week.
That sounds stressful.
It's called 6 days to Air because they have 6 days to make an episode and get it on there. That's why everything's so current with them. I watched that and I was like, wow, I got a lot of respect for South Park.
Yeah, because I remember when they first started making South Park, they were showing the little process of how they did all the characters and everything. And it was just like construction paper or whatever that they was using. It was like, it wasn't traditionally drawn like other cartoons mm-hmm. or whatever. It was done with construction paper and all kind of shit like that.
Going down South Park, going to find some friends of mine. You can't help but like that shit gets stuck in your head. That's like when you hear Star Wars or Zelda. Like Zelda's a good one, dude. You hear Zelda and then all of a sudden you can't get that shit out of your head. Oh god. Dude,
tell me about it. I just started playing Fallout 4 this past week and a mod that I put in there, it adds in a radio station where it plays nothing but Legend of Zelda music.
No shit. Is this on console? You got this on console?
Yeah, this is Xbox One.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the mod support's a thing now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, dude, it was fucking awesome. I'm sitting there, you know, just trudging through the wasteland, and I'm like,
I want to hear that right now for some reason.
Now it's stuck in my head, and I haven't even heard it. I mean, I've heard you guys singing it.
You're welcome.
Now we have to hear this. Let's look for Zelda theme.
Find those things. Bring back my childhood.
Just like YouTube, it Legend of Zelda Overworld theme.
Oh, made that ring my ringtone.
Ah, dude, there's some music that's just like, how did they create that? It's so perfect. And if you play the game, like there's music. Sadly, most of the music that gets stuck in your head nowadays is the shit that's just like on repeat. Like, you know, the song.
Hummin' the panda.
Work. And you're like, fuck. Like, I don't even like this, but it's stuck in my head. Or oom-bop. Oom-bop. Ooh, oom-bop.
Wow, we're pulling back oom-bop references.
That's one of those songs that got stuck in your head, guys.
I mean, we was talking about VHS tapes, so I guess.
Dude, just be glad he didn't bust out It's Raining Men.
Oh, it's Raining Men. Hallelujah.
You brought it up. Of course he was going to do it.
No, what an asshole. You guys, I'm going to play some voicemails real quick. Let's see. I got some voicemails. Okay, first one's from Niza from The Horror Club. So you guys, check out their show. They talk a lot about weird stuff you wouldn't expect. J-pop and J-dramas. K-pop. K-pop, K-dramas. You guys, I'm fucking weird in the head right now. Cool show, though. All friends. There's three of them. And left me some voicemails. So here's one of them. It is here, I promise. Let me push play.
Hey, man. Keep up the good work.
Nope.
That's and not also, that. Don't
nope.
forget.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Nisa from the Horror Club, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Sean from Horribly Awkward. Love you, man. Keep up the good work. And also, don't forget, Hail Hara.
I got some more.
Hydra.
I got some more, guys. Here's another one. There's three of them, right? From Frosty. She messed up like two of these, but I'm playing them all. And, this is going in the Frosty's Fail section of their podcast, I believe. But I'm not sure which one's like the final one, but I got three of them. I'm just going to play them in whatever order they're on my phone.
Hey, this is Frosty from the Horror Club giving a shout out to Sean at the Horribly Awkward podcast. What was I going to say? Okay. Well, Hail Hara.
That was awkward.
Got another one.
We love you, Sean. Hail Hara.
Another one.
Hey, this is Frosty from the Horror Club again. I kind of fucked that last one up. I meant to say that you were totally awesome. And I just said Hail Hara. Because I'm an idiot. But you're awesome. So I will talk to you later, maybe? Or not.
So call me maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. Oh. Hail Hara.
Yeah, thanks. Nisa and Frosty from the Hara Club. H-A-R-A Club. The Hara Club is a new podcast. They've only have out 6 episodes, so go check them out. I don't know if you guys are like the way I am, but I like to try to listen. I like to catch podcasts in the early stages and watch them develop.
Yes, I can dig it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun because you know, like Rob, man, like your show used to suck, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just playing. I'm just fucking with you. But I'm saying, like, I've listened to you now for a couple months now. You know, I've pretty much listened to every episode and for a couple months. And I've watched you develop, dude. Your show is getting really good now. Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't good before. I'm just saying I'm watching you.
It's better.
Fuck, I don't even know what to say right now. I'm fucking it all up. All I'm saying is you're good. You've always been good. Okay.
Yay. I'm getting better. I'm progressing.
And Clint is a geek. He has 3 podcasts, which I cannot keep track of 3 podcasts. Clint,
shit, where does this part of mine?
Dude, where does your podcast addiction come from? You're doing 3 podcasts. Why are you doing 3 podcasts, sir?
It's kind of a funny story.
Tell me, man. I'm ready to laugh, dude.
Before you get started, as soon as you started off with it's, I was about to bust into Raining Men.
Hallelujah. So tell me this funny story. I'm ready to laugh, Clint.
Okay, well, maybe not funny and humorous. It was more figure of speech. But no, I started a podcast back in the day with my buddy Jackson, and it was at the time it was called Geeks on the Mic. It was me, him, and our buddy Scott, and it was my first experience of any kind of podcasting, but we really hit the ground running with it, and we were recording a few episodes a week to the point where we had 52 episodes in just about 5 months.
Goddamn.
And yeah, we kind of burned out, ended the show. But after a while, I just wanted to start my own thing. So I started Geek Dig. And, you know, I started reaching out to other, like, networks and interacting with other podcasts that I had started listening to. And one of the podcasts I came across was Green Up. And I listened to a lot on the show, started listening a lot to them and started interacting with Ryan, who's now my co-host there. But there was like a huge like falling out on the show, and like 3 of the people left. So I ended up just coming on there like here and there to help out, and eventually, it just started turning into every week. Then, you know, after a while of that, it was just, fuck it, let's just make it permanent. So, you know, so I came into doing Green Up, started as a favor to a friend, and it just kind of grew from there. Geek Up and Go was, you know, a bit of a different story. That was Roy, who's doing Moving the Needle, you know, wanted to start up his own podcast. And the idea for the one that he had was he wanted to review the lip sync battles. So start watching those. But the first thing he wanted to start doing for it was reviewing Jessica Jones, the Netflix series.
Yeah.
And these episodes still aren't out yet because we still have a couple of them to record. And we're just going to release them all at once. You know, just drop the whole thing, just like the season.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can drop them like it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Drop it like it's hot. Yeah. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Dude, okay, side note. I actually have a playlist of songs to poop to, and that's actually one of the top ones.
Oh, my God. You really have
You are dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah.
It is hot. That's just hot.
And then there's, you know, then there's also Under Pressure.
Under Pressure.
I see what you do there.
You dropped a bomb on me by the Gap Band.
drop the bomb on me.
All these poopisms.
Yes. Yes. And any song that I can find that whose title is a poop pun, then yeah, I'll go with it. No, but anyway.
Great pun.
Yeah, Geek Up and Go. Roy reached out to me. He had been on Geek Dig. I used to have a little series of bonus episodes coming out for Geek Dig called the Jedi Council Sessions. And Roy was on there. And when he wanted to start, you know, the Jessica Jones thing, he reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to do this? And I said, yeah, we'll do that. So, you know, that's where that came along.
I got a question for you guys. This is for both of you guys. What's in it? What is in podcasting for you guys? Because, you know, like, we're doing this. This is what a lot of people don't get is podcasting. I mean, for you to have numbers to make sense, to have sponsors, to make money and profit off a podcast is not easy. So we're doing this as a love passion project. We're doing this because we want to talk to people. We want to put out shows. We edit, we record, we schedule. It's a lot of work that goes into a podcast. What do you guys get out of podcasting that keeps you going? I'll start off with you, Clint. I would like to know what do you get out of this?
For me, podcasting was more about finding my voice. It was always a struggle for me to, you know, feel I've always felt like the outcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always pretty much sort of been the outcast, the black sheep, the, you know, a bit of a loner, very few friends kind of thing. And
a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Yeah. You know, I have my own dealings with depression and anxiety and shit. So a constant struggle for me is to feel like I actually have a voice and to have a place of belonging. And once I started podcasting, I just started to feel like it was, you know, slowly filling that empty void. And
do you feel your voice? Do you feel like you found your place?
It's always a work in progress. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as you know from, you know, doing this and from Horrible Gamers and everything, I mean, as you know, it's constantly an evolution. So I'm never going to be done. But yeah, I feel like more and more like I've been finding my voice. In fact, it was kind of funny that Ben from Pure BS and the BS Podcast Network, BSPodcastNetwork.com, shout out.
BS Podcast Network!
But Ben even said that, you know, just from where I started to, you know, to where I'm at now with Geek Dig, you know, that it seems like I've really started to find my element and just to find where I'm really home at. So for me, it's just about, you know, finding and having that voice. And I mean, really, I'm sure you guys can attest to this, you know, with your own shows respectively, but there's a therapeutic element to it. You know, it's like therapy, you know. Now, granted, I'm still in therapy, so it's not a substitute, but it sure is a lot of help.
Dude, you know, I
agree. Just to be able to have my own podcast and to just put shit out there.
I literally use Horribly Awkward as my therapy to I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm in the same boat as you, Clint. Really, like
Canada.
Same feelings, man.
Oh,
you know.
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Yeah. So like I'm kind of in the same boat as you, and yeah, I totally get that, dude. Podcasting has been very therapeutic for me. And, you know, I haven't used any of these skills in the real world. Like me talking to you guys here and coming up with funny shit and keeping the flow, the story. Once I get on the public and I'm talking to some stranger, man, it's weird. Like I'll be in line watching. We were in the theater to see the Captain America. And there's like some kids in line. They said something about a graphics card. These kids are way younger than me. And then I start talking about computers and shit, and we're just rambling on and on and on. But I really didn't know how to address that situation. It was kind of awkward. Yeah, I'm awkward. Yeah, I'm awkward. I get it. I don't know. What was it talking about? Forget me sometimes.
We were about to find out from Rob what he gets out of podcasting.
Yeah, we were. Actually, see, you're helping me host. You're moving the story forward because that's not what I was going to do. But basically, you're telling me we must do this. I'm just playing, Clint. What I'm saying is, like, I'm very awkward in actual face-to-face conversations. I'll ramble a lot. If we have something common, like if I'm in a video game, I'm going to like a midnight launch. I don't do that shit anymore with digital. But when I used to, I could find anybody in that line of 100 people and just talk to them the entire time because we're there for a common reason, right? We have a connection already. Oh, we're releasing tonight. Black Ops 3, 4, 5, 6 is coming out. And we'll talk about that shit. But when it comes to just everyday conversations, I suck. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
So Rob, dude, Rob. What do you get out of this whole podcasting thing? I'm curious, man.
Well, I mean, for me, I've always been someone that, you know, wanted to be different or have their own thing. I made my own t-shirts at one point because I wanted designs that I wanted on my t-shirts.
Were you out there knitting them yourself? You're getting like you.
Oh no!
You're chasing
not
down the sheep. You're like.
No, I wasn't mounting any sheep or anything like that. No, it's just like I wanted to put designs that I made on my own shit and wear it around. I mean, a lot of the tattoos I got, it was some that I drew myself because I wanted to have my own creative spin on whatever, I put on my body or whether it be clothes or tattoos or whatever the case may be. But I just always wanted to have my own type of thing. And I like podcasting. I listen to Buku podcast now. And, you know, I want to hear a podcast talk exactly about what I want to talk about. So now I do my own so I can talk whatever about the fuck I want to talk about.
Yeah, dude. I get that, too. Yeah, you want to create. You just want to create something. And
that's your own.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I love creating any kind of like art, you know, anything that's driven from something inside you over the fact that you want to do it. Like, you know, most art is that way. You start drawing or painting and shit. Something once you start getting into I'm drawing and painting for other people, and you lose what you had to begin with.
Yeah. And it's also like a reawakening of myself as well, because I have a lot to, you know, within myself that I need to get over because I'm a silly person. I do stupid things. You've seen the Walmart videos, but
which are awesome. It's fucking awesome. Everybody go follow Rob on Instagram. He does these crazy Walmart videos where he goes and films himself in the Walmart, and it's always good. That last one you did, Rob, where you forgot your wallet and you had to go out and get it. And dude, that's fucking brilliant, dude. Did you plan that shit? You know you planned that shit.
No, I didn't. I do that shit all... I plan not to leave my wallet in the car. That's what I plan to do.
That was fucking awesome, dude. That was great.
Yeah, but like... It took me a while to at least try to do those videos because I know I don't even like to take pictures of myself too much. It's like if you looked at my personal Facebook page or even for a while the Instagram account before I converted it over to the show's Instagram account, it wasn't really a lot of pictures of me. It would be pictures of other things and, you know, my family and other people and stuff, but you rarely see pictures of me. And, I don't know. I've just been working up to it, and I guess I've been using this podcast as a, you know, a way to kind of get over myself because, I mean, I even had a problem just talking into the microphone because, I mean, that's something I wasn't used to.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of embarrassed, I guess. I mean, I was talking to my wife about, you know, doing the podcast in the beginning, and she'd be like, well, what the fuck are you going to talk about?
What the fuck you want to do that for?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it is in a way. Because, like, you know, when you're excited about something that you do and you bring it up to somebody who kind of understands but not really.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, I want to do this podcast. And I'm the one that says I do random shit. I do things on the fly. I do it at a whim. She is not like that. She has to have a plan. Everything has to be in place and in order and all kind of junk like that. So opposites attract. I'm like fucking loony bat bird and shit. And she's just like, no, here's my day planner. Let me check my Palm Pilot and all kind of junk like that. So I don't know. And sometimes I feel stupid, you know, trying to do this in front of other people, like with the Skype or whatever. I mean, I don't mind doing the video chat. I mean, I think that's pretty fun. I mean, you get a better read off of somebody that way. But like, if they don't call me first with the video chat up, I mean, I'm like, I don't think I'll turn mine on.
Yeah, so some people do podcast. Like, I know I have a lot of friends that do podcasts, and they don't really use video. I like to. It's easier to judge the conversation, the flow of it. But sometimes it works like this too. Just with right now, we've got it with no video, and I don't know. It works, dude. There's less to focus on, so it kind of works better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and then like when we do improv skits, you're not looking at me doing jerking motions or anything like that because I can't imagine. Like, I had to use my hands. I had to talk with my hands and stuff.
Yeah. You guys are all doing a great job, man. Rob, your show, Random Ramblings, is great. You know, Clint's got three things going on. This guy ever rests, I don't know, man. I really don't know. I mean, right now it's Sunday night. It's 11 o'clock Western. What time is it for you, Clint?
1 a.m.
So, Clint obviously has no life. And all he does is podcast. And he begged me today to come on my show. I'm just fucking around, dude.
I do believe I have text records proving otherwise.
I'm joking, man. I like what you guys are doing. This is always fun to like sit down and talk, man. And maybe later we'll see Rob on Geek Dig, or we'll see Clint over there on Random Ramblings, man. We'll just see a circle of friends creating content, man.
Circle of life. La, 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 la. And it moves us all in the circle. The circle of life.
All right, man. Clint and Rob, okay. Stop singing. Thank you.
Yes, okay. This reminds me of something I came up with yesterday when I was at work, but I am not an artist, so I can't pull this off, and I need to find somebody to pull this off. So you guys know, like, it's like the cave drawing picture of the lion from The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I want to take that and get that as a tattoo, but where he's, like, done up as, like, the Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Like, like that cave drawing of the Lion King in a Black Panther outfit.
Lion King with a Black Panther outfit?
Yeah, like the Black Panther.
Captain America. Comic book,
from Captain America, drawn in that style.
You want it drawn in that style, or you want it kind of made into that picture?
Yes. Black Panther. I get it. I dig it. And it's funny. I mean, you know what I noticed also about podcasting is that I'll notice something out in the wild or whatever, and it's just funny that it will come up in just a random conversation that we're having right now. Because you bring up that the Lion King drawing, the you want to make that into a tattoo. I swear to God. 2 weekends ago, I was at the gas station, and a lady came in there, and she had that same drawing that you're talking about on her foot as a tattoo.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Things are coming together. I might be seeing signs, Illuminati.
No, it's just maybe you need to get a Lion King tattoo.
I don't know.
Next week, you'll have his whole arm done up in Lion King. Like, fuck yeah.
Scene by scene on my arm.
Went all out, guys. Got a whole sleeve, Lion King. Check that shit out.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll get a tattoo of a scar over my eye, just like Scar from the movie.
I want to get my face tattooed like Scar, just like his face over my face.
Well, you can use a Snapchat filter for that.
That's yeah, dude. Just use the Snapchat filter, just the face mash.
Yeah, it's less painful.
I want it to be permanent.
Well, if you it'll be permanent.
Get a preview of it first and see what you think.
Dude,
We're not saying don't do it. We're just saying explore the option before you actually
yes.
d- do anything.
Sample the milk before you buy the cow.
Yes, I love tattoos more than anything, but I'm a pussy, and I got one little tattoo on my leg that says, in Japanese, says Sean Lee, first and middle name. I'm a pussy, but I love tattoos. I would love to just get a bunch done, man, but I don't know. I never have, dude, but I like them.
I'm trying to get more.
Tattoos on chicks? Oh, the fucking hottest shit ever, guys. Tattoos on chicks.
Yeah, that's how I met my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's tatted up?
Yeah, it was like I seen a picture of her, and I was like, ooh, she got tattoos. Let me talk to this person.
Well, how'd you do that? Nice. MySpace?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
MySpace?
No.
Oh.
Not MySpace.
Okay.
It was this this magical, whimsical place called Black Planet.
It was called Chat Roulette.
No. I've never been in there. I was too scared to go in there.
I always heard stories about it, but I've never actually checked it out.
Yeah, I had a friend that used to go in there all the time, but he would tell me about it, and I'd be like, no.
Was it Tinder the one time you swiped right?
Tinder
wasn't out back then.
What's Tinder? Tinder is like... you swipe a direction saying yes or no, and then they find out yes or no, and then you guys swipe together. Or what the fuck's up with Tinder?
I've never actually used it, but
me neither.
I'm all about that Grindr though.
I've heard swipe right for yes, left for no. So if you're all about it, how do you not know?
No. I was saying I'm all about that Grindr. I'm joking. I think that's the other one. Men and men, women and women.
Well, I'm all about that base.
I'm all about that base.
About that base, no rebels.
So yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I've heard so much about Tinder, but I don't even do the internet dating shit. That shit scares me to death, man.
Because, why not? You own the internet long enough for strangers anyway.
Because people do and act way differently. It's all fake, dude. You're seeing the best shots of people. Oh, look at this girl's cute. Like you're seeing all the. They're gonna write all the best bio because they're not like, yeah, I suck. And I'm controlling, and I leave a mess everywhere. They're like, I'm clean, and I'm hot, and I got tats. And I'd be like, yeah, but you're not telling me all the rest. I don't know, dude. I feel like I have to meet somebody naturally and let it evolve from there.
I mean, I talked about this on my latest episode that came out today about the internet dating process and what I've been through and the hits and misses as well.
Well, dude, we're not here on my podcast to rep your podcast, dude. I'm going to edit that out. So it's something didn't happen. No, I'm just going to go ahead, Rob. Go!
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, but,
no. No, I want to hear this.
Me too.
But, yeah, I mean, it's the same. What is just what you said, Sean. She didn't tell me that, hey, this picture that I posted up here was me in high school or this was me before I had my 3 or 4 kids.
Well, you should feel a little weird if it was her in high school. Trying to get full-grown adults. Like,
you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
that would be bad news.
Bad news bears.
Bad news
yeah,
bears.
I had a couple times to where it was just that. I mean, fine-ass picture on the profile. And then exchange a few messages on the website. Then to graduate to text messages. Then graduate to voice-to-voice phone calls.
Then chat roulette.
No. But, you know, do the voice call thing for a little bit. Then after a while, you start getting comfortable on the phone, be like making plans. Like, yeah, you can come over here and I'm gonna bake you a cake naked. And I'm gonna roll you in flour and oils and all kind of shit like that. So you can talk to all kinds of game beforehand, and then when that person show up, you know, you expected to deliver on what you said you're gonna do, but when that person get there, it's not the motherfucker on the picture, it's some goddamn Garuga monster damn that looked like it ate the person in the picture. And, you know, now I'm in my kitchen in the freezer drinking half a bottle of Bacardi Limon to get my game face on so we can get shit done.
You have a walk-in freezer? Explain this to me.
Well, I don't go to the back of the freezer. I stick my arm in there.
You said you were in the kitchen in the freezer. I was like, dang, you got a whole fucking walk-in freezer in your house, man?
Yeah, I got like the beer cave at the gas station.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
but I've been there. I never turned anybody away, though.
Yeah, all the dating shit, dude, scares the fuck out of me. I'll just stay single forever.
No, don't do that, Sean. You need to have little Sean's.
I do not need to have Little Sean's. You guys can agree. You guys can both agree. I do not. You don't need any more of these Imeses running around, man.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you, too, when you was on my side of the microphone, is where does this Imes come from? I haven't listened back far enough in your podcast to know what that means or where it came from.
Nor will you or my audience ever know that.
Okay.
I'm just joking. Okay, when I was in high school, I used to be a tagger. I was into graffiti and shit, and I was looking for a name to write, and my mom had this dry erase board in her on her kitchen. It was a magnetized one on her kitchen on the fridge, and it was an Imes one. So I was like, it was already said Imes on it, and I was just like, I'd outline it or give it shadows and draw shit around it, and I just started using it as a word.
Sweet.
Forever and ever, and then I moved to Fresno, and I don't think I got involved with the wrong people. I don't think I really wanted them to know my real name, so I just went by Imes, and everybody just called me Imes. So then I got they call me Imes because that's what everybody else called me besides my family.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool, man. What about Clint, man? What
about Samsonite? I was way off.
I got a question for you. Vengeful Loki. Where did that come from?
Actually, I'm Vengeful Jedi.
Okay, you know what, dude? I've done this 3 times, I think, with you, right?
Yeah.
I said Vengeful Loki because I know a guy from the This Xbox Live podcast and that group, forever Vengeful Loki. So I said this to you 3 times, I think, something about Vengeful Loki. Vengeful Jedi. Much cooler name.
Huh, yes. Thank you.
Isn't that an oxymoron as well?
It is, and that was actually part of what got me to pick that name.
I never thought about it that way. Dude.
Sweet.
Vengeful Jedi, oxymoron. Never thought of that, dude. You're fucking very observant or smart. And or smart. Rob.
Yay.
The main thing behind the gamer tag, well, there was a little story into it actually too. That wasn't my original gamer tag. My original gamer tag was Jedi Master CLT, which the CLT are my initials.
I thought it was Clit.
That's what everybody thought it was.
That's why he changed it.
Exactly. I got sick and tired of all the references and random messages and
Random.
Yeah, it was fucked. So one drunken night. Yep. I decided, you know what? Fuck this. I'm changing my gamer tag. So, you know, as it's, you know, pretty apparent, I'm a Star Wars fan. In fact, 2 of my 3 tattoos are Star Wars and, you know, just love the movies, love everything Star Wars. I've got like 3 or 4 different like Chewbacca things on my desk at work. It's anyway.
Did you get the Chewbacca mom?
I hate that bitch with the fire of 1,000 suns. She is an insult to the name of Chewbacca.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. I thought that video was kind of funny the first time, but after that it was...
I couldn't even make it through the first time because, like, her cackle was, like, the second most annoying laugh I ever heard in the world. I would rather listen to Fran Drescher attempt to sing opera than listen to that cackling one more time.
Dude, but she's so happy, dude. There's nobody in life I know that's that happy about something. I fucking envy that.
Yeah. And off of that video, she got over $400,000 off of that shit. I think it was more than that. It might have been up in $4 million or something like that.
The last figure I read was around $430,000.
Yeah. Because they paid for her kids' colleges, paid off some of her bills. They gave her merchandise.
Nice.
And all kind of junk behind that video.
She toured the Facebook studio. They brought her to a Comic-Con down around like Dallas or something. And yeah. She was getting like $20 a signature.
That's crazy. All because she was laughing. Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I've got this mask and I know my kids are going to want it, but no, it's mine. Ha!
Dude, that was fucking hilarious. Hey, I got something for you, Clint.
Okay.
I take five seconds. Damn it, I hate fucking ads.
Oh, I thought that was the joke.
No, I need. No, it was not the joke.
But, well, Prolosec, he'd offer me Prozac.
Now, here we go. I got something for you, though.
I am the master of the clit. Remember this fucking face. Wherever you see clit, you'll see this fucking face. I make that shit work. No one rules a clit like me. Not this little fuck. None of you little fucks out there. I am the clit commander. When it comes down to business, this is what I do. I pinch it like this. Oh, you little fuck.
Rub your nose on it.
I rub my nose.
Awesome. Knock him dead, Tiger.
That's the first thing I thought of, Jay.
No, man.
That's great.
See, man, I don't know what the fuck it is. I just said this a little while ago. We was talking about the damn Lion King tattoo, and I seen it, the lady with it at the gas station. I swear to God, when he said his name, like how you was talking about Clit or whatever, I was thinking about that same exact fucking movie, man. And here you come playing the audio. You're in my brain, Sean. I'm about to take my headphones off. You sucking up all my fucking brain
Give
juices.
Give me all of that.
Dude, did you guys hear that Mallrats is going to become a TV show?
Yeah, they decided they're not going to do a new movie, so and they're going to turn it into a show.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
Well, yeah.
Now, did they say where they're looking to have it aired?
No. I don't know. But it's going to be on a network where they can allow them to do their thing. It's not going to be like TBS. It's going to be.
So it'll probably be like Netflix.
I hope it's Netflix because Netflix has been knocking it out the park with their shows, man. So.
Yeah, they have.
Yes, sir.
I would love it to be dude, that'd be fantastic. I'm watching Orange is the New Black right now. Fuck, it's good.
Yeah. So, the tail end of that story. Two before I forget. So I decided I was going to change the gamer tag. And there's a number. I mean, there's obviously, geeks. I'm sure all three of us know. But there's a lot of people out there that didn't know, too, that the original name of Return of the Jedi was Revenge of the Jedi. But then they ended up deciding to change it in the 11th hour. Despite the fact that there had already been posters and promotional material sent out that actually said Revenge of the Jedi.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. The original title of Return of the Jedi was Revenge of the Jedi. But then they realized, Lucas realized, a little too late that, oh, wait, Jedi don't take revenge.
Exactly.
So, they changed it to Return of the Jedi. So that's kind of where Vengeful Jedi comes from. It was sort of a pull from there. Just a pull from the original working title to Return of the Jedi. And, it's a conversation starter. Like, people are like, so wait a minute, I thought Jedi didn't take revenge.
For nerds, dude, because you tell me this shit and I'm kind of a new fan of Star Wars and it's all over my head.
Yeah.
Clint just hit the bomb. You hear that? Watch. Exhale. All right, guys. We actually, we're going to roll out. We're at an hour and a half. So we'll wrap it up right about. Cheer.
Wrap it up, son.
But I do want to say thanks to you for both of you guys doing this. Super late for you guys. Not really late for me.
It's all good.
No problem.
Yeah, man. Rob, I did it. Everybody, definitely check out Rob and Clint's shows. And I'm going to plug them both in our wrap-up section. So, you guys, we better wrap this thing up. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Tell them, man. Wrap it up, son.
All right, this your boy, B-Rob, of the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at It's B-Rob. That's ITSBROB. My show has a Twitter account. You can follow it also at, wait for it, RRR_podcast. That's 3Rs_podcast. If you want to find any of my other social media accounts and my blog now, because I got somebody to write for it, because I don't like to write for shit, so I got my wife to do it, you can go to randomrobcast.com. Go down to the bottom, click on my social tab there, and you can pull up all my social media accounts. You can click on blog and you can look at all the stuff my wife wrote, and you can look at my Instagram
which is fantastic.
You can look up the hashtag Walmart log, and that's all my videos on there. I just walk around Walmart and make videos. Matter of fact, the latest video I did today had my wife in it. She didn't know she was in it, but I was chasing her around Walmart. And yeah, high fives to everybody.
Hell yeah, man.
So you can find me on Twitter. Oh yeah. No, you can find me on Twitter at Vengeful Jedi. You can find me on Xbox Live, PlayStation, and Steam. Also at Vengeful Jedi. Geek Dig Podcast you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, The Satchel Player, Player FM, and Google Play. You can find it as part of the BS Podcast Network, Tangent Bond Network, Weeby Geeks Network, and Wicked Radio Network. You can shoot me an email at geekdigpod@gmail.com or check out the website www.geekdigpod.com. You can hit up the Geek Dig Facebook page at geekdigpod. We're on Twitter and Instagram at geekdigpod. Or you can't get enough of that, you can always hit us up at the Green Up Gaming Podcast, greenuppodcast.com, or at Green Up Podcast on Twitter. Or the Geek Up and Go podcast, which is at Geek Up and Go on Twitter. And the website geekupandgo.com is currently under construction. Both podcasts can also be found on iTunes and Stitcher.
Wow, that's what it sounds like to have that many podcasts?
That's what it sounds like, man. I made a sandwich. Yes. I'm about to eat the sandwich now.
Can you, you probably could have had time to mail me a sandwich.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys, everyone do check out Rob's show. I recorded with him today, which won't be out for a couple weeks, but I am on Random Ramblings. I'm on Clint's podcast, Geek Dig. Episode 91. I plugged that a couple weeks ago, but I'm plugging it again because that's what I do because he's on the show. Obviously, go check out that episode. Or check an episode that I'm not on because I know you're sick of fucking hearing me.
So dude, that was a fun episode too.
Yeah, it's like, come on this geek podcast. Let's talk about some tech and some geek stuff and some video games. And I'm like, let's talk about social anxiety and I'm how weird I am. Dude, I derailed that shit, dude.
Dude, it's all good. Because, yeah. I mean, shit, you know, geeks deal with that shit too.
Yeah. So, as you do go check out those things, then I'll plug my stuff, which is Horribly Awkward. And that is found on the BS Podcast Network as well as Geek Dig and Clint, you know, Clint's podcast you just talked about. If you forgot already, I'm pretty sure you haven't. You can go to BSPodcastNetwork.com and check out all the other cool shows. Off the top of my head, see if I can remember which ones they are, because I don't have really a list right here. But a Real Stupid Podcast, XD Experience, Accidentally the Whole Tip, The Bitches Who Do Work, Geek Dig, Dropping Loads, Pure BS Podcast, and what's that one that's like a German one? Something.
I have no idea.
Das Boot.
Das Boot.
I just can't pronounce it, that's all. I just didn't want to insult Ludwig.
Yeah. And did I get them all? I got most of them.
Gotta catch them all.
I don't remember you saying Science Faction.
Science Faction. There you go. Science Faction. Duh. I'm gonna go with that. I'll correct that. I'll look it up next week and I'll do this again. Like I said, I'm rebuilding.
You did mention Bitches Who Do Work too, right?
Yeah, Bitches Who Do Work. Bitches, you did work. Yeah. You guys can also find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast. And my other account is They Call Me Iams, and which is also my gaming platform, my gamer tag for all platforms of gaming. If you want to come game with me, send me a message. Say hi so I know who the heck you are. So also, horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. That's where you can send me emails. And voicemail number, which is 510-600-3475. So leave me a message like Niza and Frosty from The Horror Club. Big shout out to them. Go check out their show and all that good stuff. Clint, what's one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
That things got horribly awkward. No, I actually learned that, you know, I keep going, there's going to be some kind of rap out for me there, or some kind of rap out there for me.
Yeah.
I will find my rap.
Nice. Yeah, you're going to be a rapper soon. I got some suggestions if you want to know some good rap that would be very easy to listen to.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Right off the top of my head, Enzyme, who I had on the podcast last week. Also, Greaves, Atmosphere, great, dude, Sage Francis, dude, that's like more like poetry, slam poetry, but it's fucking awesome. Brother Ali, oh, you love him, he's a storyteller. Okay, Rob, what did you learn on today's podcast?
That we all have a little bit of social anxiety.
I learned that Rob's wife has tattoos, and he met her on online somehow.
Yes.
I learned that that Clint is going to start a new shift, which is going to be like 6 a.m. He's going from a 9 a.m. to a 6 a.m. shift.
I thought you were about to say start a new podcast.
Yeah, he's starting.
Actually, I didn't talk about it yet, but there is a possible new podcast in the works.
Sort of. You have like 80 now.
A revival. The Inglorious Gentlemen's Club.
That sounds awesome already.
But yeah, we actually have to touch base because it's coming down to the wire of when we said we were going to record.
Yeah, because you said you were all about that bass, no trouble.
you guys have also learned that you guys are both down for the cause at Super Late Podcast, man, which I do appreciate, and I hope everyone goes and checks out your guys' shows because they are fantastic. And you know, I got a lot of love for my pod friends.
As Gidget would say,
peace out, Brussels sprout! Okay, Clint, Mr. Clint Thiel, before we start this podcast, tell me a story, any story, go.
What?
Just tell me any story, man.
I'm going to come up with a story.
No, you don't have to come up with this. It's got to be a realistic one. So just tell me a story. Yeah, think of one of those cool stories you would tell a friend. Like anything you want, dude. It doesn't have to be funny or it has to be real. That'd be cool.
Okay. So when I was just coming back from Florida and we were at the airport, I was getting stopped by security just because I had a bottle of water in my bag, which apparently is a big fucking no-no. Yeah, well, how the fuck was I supposed to know? It was fucking humid. It was Jacksonville, Florida, and I was thirsty as shit. So, you know, guys doing the, you know, the fucking pat-down. They're, you know, scanning my bag. You know, just taking everything out of it, scanning, like, everything left and right, and, you know, they almost took my phone, because, you know, I don't know, they're thinking I'm, like, some kind of terrorist or something, I don't know. It was a short story.
Oh, and then?
Yeah, like, where's the climax? I was saying
that they found nothing, and they let me go.
So they just, were they treating you like a jerk? Were they treating you like you're some kind of animal?
Yes, because...
Were they slapping the inside of your thighs with the back of their hands?
No, the guy was a little more caressing as he got further up the leg.
So he was with the inside.
No shit, the dude brushed against my jaw.
Hey, you got actual hand jobs instead of virtual hand jobs.
I did. It was a little awkward, though, standing in the middle of an airport. But, yeah.
Yeah, that must be embarrassing, man. How do they do that?
It's really sad to say it, but I think that was, like, the most intense sexual encounter I've had this year.